It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Competition is an inevitable part of the business world because it affects businesses of any size, large or small. The presence of competition means that a customer has an option to choose either your business or another business. And for many entrepreneurs, competition is considered as a tool to improve and grow their business. Whereas for others, they consider competition to be a killer for their business. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela. I'm the host of the Ndalama Insights radio program. And I'm very glad to have in the studio with me Mr. Keith Chilufya, who is from Necrofold Enterprises Limited, who's going to help us tackle this issue. This is an issue from Mr. Machai Chingoni, is an aspiring entrepreneur based in Lusaka. So he is trying to find out, why is competition important for his business? And this is the issue that we are discussing today. Mr. Keith Chilufya, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mukonki, and thank you for having me on the program.
Brilliant. So, Keith, before we go into the details of the discussion, I want you to tell us briefly about yourself and what your experience is, especially when it comes to managing a business and dealing with issues such as competition.
Okay, thank you very much, Mukonki. Firstly, I'm obviously an entrepreneur, something I ventured into give or take about 5 years ago. I'm running my own business now, which is basically a construction procurement business. My experiences have been very nice, I would say. A lot of failures, yes. But again, we've been able to build up on those failures. So I think in a nutshell, we've been able to appreciate the economic environment right now where we're faced with so many challenges. And those challenges, I think, are helping us to move forward in terms of being able to be creative, being able to think outside the box, basically, and just be able to position ourselves in a way that we offer a better product to the customer. Yeah.
So, Keith, we have this issue that Mr. Machai has brought about. Why is competition important for a business? How do you define competition? And why do you think it's important for businesses?
Nice one. Firstly, I would like to think of competition, Mukonki, as a healthy rivalry between two or more entities that are competing for the same customers in a given economy. And because of this competition that is natural, everyone is just trying to be ahead of the other, obviously offering a better product, maybe being able to manage your costs down or whatever. So this situation of competition, it comes about as a result of that rivalry. And it should be seen in a positive light that competition is actually healthy, because what then it does is that it helps us to be able to move outside our comfort zones in business. When you're looking at what the competition is offering, for example, company A, customers are buying more than they're buying you. So you want to be able, you have to develop a natural curiosity that you should be able to say, why is it that they are taking two of the other company's product rather than mine? And they're only taking one or maybe none. So naturally, I think that curiosity then drives you to be able to do better. What else can I do to get to the level or even better what the other guys are doing on the market? So I think the importance of competition is that it will allow us to be able to be creative. It will allow us to be able to manage our costs down. It will allow us to operate efficiently, even as a small business. So I think going forward, that probably is the preamble where one has to be able to look at competition in a healthy sense.
Okay, it sounds interesting. But what if I'm just starting my business? I've set up maybe a barbershop, and I just recently opened it, and then suddenly my friend also opens another barbershop just next door. How does that affect my business? Is it something I should look positively at, as you've said?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, you know, competition becomes healthy. And if you have a barbershop and obviously somebody comes next to you, I think what that really does for you is that, number one, first of all, you should now start to look at how healthy is it? Do you have the money to be able to withstand the competition? if your friend comes in and sets up at, say, 15 kwacha for a haircut, and you've been doing it for 20 kwacha, then naturally you want to find out, why is he offering a haircut at 15 kwacha? Okay, and then you should be able to understand the cost implications in your business. So as an SME, I think it becomes very important that you understand the cost implication of running your business. Electricity, how much are you paying every month? What equipment are you using, for example? Are you using genuine equipment? Are you using equipment that you have to replace frequently and whatnot? So these are things that sort of drive you to begin to understand where you are going. And then, yeah, you now want to go back and say, what else is it that I can do to better myself? Can I offer a hair wash after the haircut? You know what I mean? Can I maybe play a little music in the corner so that my customers are a bit more relaxed? So all these are little things that to, you know, enable you to become more competitive. And I think as you grow, you begin to raise the level, the standard in terms of the playing field in the market. Yeah.
Is there a need to know who your competitors are?
Very important. I was reading a book by Sun Tzu. Is I believe a war general in back in the day in Japan. I don't know how many centuries back, but he obviously alludes to the fact that, you know, when you get to know your customer, it's basically like forewarned is forearmed. Knowing your customer and what they're getting up to and what they're doing ultimately also gets you to improve, because if your customer is doing something that you are not, ultimately, yes, your customers will obviously be driven to go to their competition. Mm-hmm. But if you are able to learn what their tactics are, if you find out, for example, their branding is brighter or their marketing campaign is much better, these are things that obviously and then drive out a certain level of competition in you, and you want to be able now to do better than them. So once you know that their tactics are like this, if they're lowering their prices, you want to know why they're lowering their prices. If, for example, they're reaching places that you are not, what is it that you're not doing in your operation? Is it that they may be distributing better? Is their route to market strategy better than yours? So these are things that you now want to understand, so that as you go out into the market, then it helps you not only to offer better, but to be able to become competitive and place yourself at a position of competition with literally your competition.
Okay, yeah. That's brilliant. So Keith, in your experience, can supporting each other as competitors be good for business? How possible is that?
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Machai Chingoni. I believe he's the one who's actually asked this question, and I hope you're listening right now. Some of the experiences that I've had with regard to being able to support each other is that, number one, it sort of improves and levels out the playing field. If there is a competitive advantage that I have as an entrepreneur, my competitor may not necessarily have that, but they might have something that I might also want to learn from them. So it's about skills sharing, being able to synergize and use each other's skill sets to be able to improve from that point. So if I help my competitor in one way or another, they might be strong at marketing, I might be strong at PR, and if we use our energies together, only then can we actually do improve and go be able to grow from there. I think the adage that, you know, because it's competition, I have to be better, there might be some things that you might be able to learn. So being able to learn and constantly evolve around that will actually help you to improve, and some of those learnings will come from being able to share and actually synergize with the competition.
So it is possible for competitors to work together?
Very, very much possible.
Okay, yeah. When it comes to the economy, how does competition amongst businesses add to the overall growth of the economy?
Very, very important. And I think I did allude to this, Mkong, earlier. Firstly, you're looking at businesses that will be able to obviously look at how the cost structures in their business, being able to lower your costs as you go forward. Secondly, we'll be able to work efficiently or to offer products more efficiently. Thirdly, I think you are looking at lowering prices on the market. And obviously, last but not least, you're looking at being able to be creative and innovative. Now, if you take all these things and you just throw them into one basket, you will understand that ultimately, and the bigger and the greater goal is that the consumers out there will generally be able to benefit more, because then the offering is not only more affordable, but it's more creative, it's innovative, it's more attractive, and because of this environment of competition that is thus created, therefore you're looking at an economy that becomes more vibrant, because then you have a lot of people thinking about the same thing, doing the same thing, offering to the same customers, and ultimately the customer is the one that does benefit from that. You have customers that become brand loyal, and then when they become brand loyal, they are able to market your product even before you actually put it on TV or radio to say this is what our product can do. They can actually go out and talk about your product because you are then offering products that are generally more competitive, more attractive, and more affordable on the market.
Okay, so as we conclude the program, what is your final word to Mr. Machai? Why is competition important for his business?
Mr. Machai, I would say to you, competition is healthy. You need to embrace it as much as possible. When you look at everything, I mean, even in school, if you are the only student in school, then naturally, even if you pass, even if you got 1 mark or 100 marks, there's just no way of knowing whether you've gone forward. So I think you need to embrace competition. You need to understand. And I hope some of the things that we've been able to share, you'll be able to put into practice, because competition will only make you better. It will only make you do offer better products. And yeah, I guess you can only improve from there. Thank you very much.
There you have it. That was today's Indalama Insights. A big thank you to Mr. Keith Chilufya, and he's really gone into the details of why competition is important for your business, Mr. Machai. Dear listeners, tune in next week, Tuesday at 7:20, as we look at another issue from Biswell Piri is asking, how can I sustain my business once the startup phase is done? How can I sustain my business once the startup phase is done? So we're going to be looking at this issue next week. Biswell Piri is an entrepreneur based in Choma. So do make a date with me next week, Tuesday. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes, and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.